Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, getting in for Steiny. Feel a little bit under the weather today. Hopefully he's back soon. Guru here holding it down for you. We got Clifford Wray coming up at high noon. Remember the 1975 championship team for the Golden State Warriors. During the break, you asked me a question.
Give it to me.
I think it's a good one.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask the people?
You do it for me.
Okay. So you asked me, can a mentor be younger? Than a mentee.
Yes, sir.
And my answer was yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because experience doesn't have to only do with age.
And that's, wow.
I think, I'm actually glad you brought this up, because I think it applies to the story that Anthony Slater wrote this morning about Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga. And not that Kuminga's a mentor to Butler.
Yeah.
But Butler is one of the few people that I believe has his ear, because he's gone through similar things, and he's also just a fresh voice in that locker room. But to me, Jimmy Butler's experience at the age that Kuminga was at far surpasses Kuminga's. Kuminga has not had the experience that Jimmy Butler did of going to a community college, of going to 3 years of a college program, of being drafted to a place that he had an opportunity to play in and grow in. So though Kuminga is about the same age that Jimmy Butler was when Jimmy's talking about all these things and what you want and how you achieve your goals, their experiences are vastly different. So to me, like the whole idea that a mentee cannot be older than a mentor, it has nothing to do with age. It's all about experience.
Yeah, and you gave the greatest example, like if you wanted to get in business and you said, I'm sure there's some 25-year-olds, Goo, that, you know, are way further and could help me out and tell me what to do. I was like, man, but I was just, you know, batting that around. Like, that's the beautiful thing about life is I do agree with that answer, but that made me just throw it to you. And I'll say this about Kuminga and Jimmy Butler, Steiny, Evan. I do believe Draymond Green's also in the corner for Jonathan Kuminga. And it goes to that, you know, that article where Coach Kerr called Draymond before the Denver game and told him he was going to start at the five, and he asked who would be out of the starting lineup. Remember that Friday? And Coach Kerr said that'd be JK, and Dre said, no, I want him to continue starting. So they didn't go that route to take. So Dre was looking out for JK just from the mentals of what it would do to kind of take him out of the starting lineup. And I was like, oh. And I know that's one example, E, but to me, that was Draymond thinking about his teammate. As much as I go at him sometimes for not being a good teammate, I was like, I liked reading that and seeing it in print.
Well, he's also done that before, right? Draymond went to the bench, I think it was last season. Granted, it was for 5 games, but he went to the bench last season to allow Kuminga to start. And for those who didn't get a chance to check it out, Anthony Slater dropped a piece this morning on ESPN about Jimmy Butler effectively being the voice in Kuminga's ear. Like, their relationship might be the most important as far as the development of who you believe to be the lone young player who could maybe realize some potential, like has star potential. Butler thinks he does. Draymond thinks he does. Kerr, to me, reading that article, still feels out on it. But to me, the biggest thing that jumped out, and we'll get through some of them, was when JK went from starting to being on the bench, A team source said that, quote, he feels like a scapegoat again.
Man, that's
and it's
just...
what you guys were talking about, you and Steiny, a couple days ago of, well, the team goes 3-0 the moment that he goes to the bench, or pardon me, that he isn't in, and so he feels like the scapegoat again, and we're back to doing this dance all over again.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is frustrating, but also, Tugu, that's what he signed up for. He knew he was not going to be guaranteed a starting spot. And the only reason he did start is because Moses was hurt at the beginning of the season. And then they rode the hot hand. They were 4-1. And then, I don't know if it was because of the knees that they started barking. There was some regression. I don't know what it was, frankly, Goo, but he did not look like the same player he did for the first five games. And now they've gone back to what worked.
Yeah, and when it's all said and done, we can babysit. Or the Warriors can, and Jimmy can take him under his wing and be the mentor, and JK be the mentee. But the bottom line is, baby food and all, you got to go out there and ball. So you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I don't know what's going on with Kuminga after that great start with the team, from a personal standpoint, and the team was 4-1. But we saw it, like, what's going on? And I don't know, Evan, so much of me wants to say, now you're on the whiteboard from these other teams. They're making it difficult. Different guys are defending you. But all of a sudden, these last few games up until he got hurt and regressed a bit, I start seeing the turnovers, and I'm just keeping it real with you and Dub Nation. Like, the turnovers were a result or, a byproduct of loose handle at times. So in that article, they also talk about the shot selection from JK when he's taking threes and the coaching staff kind of getting on him. But I don't know. And I'm just telling you, January is wrapped. That Thanksgiving's around the corner, Evan, right? But it's coming, and it's coming fast. And when I read this article, I swear I just got soap opera vibes again, because you, Steiny, and I, and everybody, we try to give – and put our spin on it and react to the kibbles and bits that we're getting from the Warriors. But when you read this piece, this is steak now. These are hot links of knowledge and nuggets of what's actually going on. And Evan, I say all that to say is, at the end of the day, if there's a parting of the ways, you could kind of, like, I'm not surprised now, sitting over here on this Thursday before Friday, if it ends up that way. And I hope that it doesn't, but man.
Well, that might be where it's headed regardless, because they need to upgrade this roster. I mean, that's the rat on the table, brought to you by ADCO Pest Control.
Look at him.
This roster's not good enough. And you saw last night how some of the young guys, when they're asked to step up, don't have enough. And I'm not saying they had to beat Miami. They were in it, but they weren't really in it the moment the Heat started playing basketball.
I feel you on that, E.
And the older guys, you saw the night before in Orlando, if they're not Steph 46, 49 points great, they also might not be good enough. This team is a player away. And some people might think that that's Jonathan Kuminga. You might. Others might. I don't. I think that Kuminga can help this team win some games. I think that the way he looked the first five is clearly the player that the Warriors would prefer him to look like, running, rebounding, not hunting his own shot, not doing things but just scoring. But
Jimmy said that in the piece.
Still a
that
player
he,
away.
Yeah. It might be with an S.
It might be players.
Yes. And I hate to interrupt, D, but Jimmy in that piece told him there's ways you can be successful on the floor or help to the team without scoring. And when we read that nugget, when J.K., Jimmy told J.K. that, I'm like, okay, that's what I like to hear. But also in this piece, we can't omit, Evan, that J.K. went to Coach Kerr and said, I can play with Jimmy and Dre. I studied Jimmy while I was out. And Kerr's like, nah, this is, like, Kerr just has it. His mind is special. He's won championships. He's coached championship. He knows what he wants to do. So I just feel like you got Draymond Green at different junctures. You got Jimmy Butler trying to convince a coach and Jonathan Kuminga himself that he can play with those guys. And, Evan, it looked like he could for five games. Then you have that stretch, and now he's hurt. And I'm just like, that's all the ingredients of – I don't know if he's getting back in the start lineup.
Well, he's probably not. Mm. But the question is when he comes back, is he going to help this team win games? Because he did. He's shown that he can. But that was as a starter. That was when he got minutes. And those minutes are going to fluctuate now depending on what the coach feels. And that was the other part about the article, too, that one of the things that stood out to me is Steve Kerr's still not convinced that Kuminga can play with these guys.
And that's all that meant. There you go.
Or can help them be at their best. He knows that. I think he understands that Kuminga can help this team. But when Curry has it going, when Jimmy's playing well,
get out the way.
Is Kuminga going to get in the way of that?
Yeah.
Like he can do some things. He's a talented player, but is that talent good enough to supersede what these two white dwarves, these burning infernos, which are kind of flaming out a little bit, are? Is he good enough to help them?
Mm.
And I don't think that he's convinced because
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
First said in the article, we've got to put Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond in a position to succeed. That's what wins in this league. Everyone has their best two or three players. How well can you support them and enhance them?
And there it is, and that's a hierarchy right there.
I think he's shown that he can play with them.
Yeah, and I'm rooting for him.
And that sometimes enhance them, like the first couple of games, the Denver game in overtime. He played really well.
Yeah.
But can he do that consistently
and not
if he's coming off the bench?
Over. Yeah. Because that is the kryptonite of this team, Evan, from the OGs and the turnovers. And again, last night, 21. I mean, sometimes just careless ones, E. And I know that was your B team, C team, and younger guys. But, I mean, some of the turnovers from the Warriors are just like, man, did you really do that?
Yes, he did. I mean, he was leading the team in turnovers before he was taken out of the lineup. And that, to me, is also what I saw watching last night. The Warriors... I know they didn't have their big dogs out there. Yeah. They didn't have Curry, Draymond, Butler, obviously. Horford and Kuminga didn't play either. They're turning over their season. I mean, you saw the stat last night. All they did was call it out. Kerr before the game, Bonte and Festus after the game. Everyone's talking about it. When they turn the ball over more than their opponents, they're 1-8.
Yeah, that's nasty. Yeah.
When they do not turn the ball over more than their opponents, they have not lost a game.
Yeah. So, it's so simple. It seems simple,
yeah, but the Warriors can't seem to figure it out.
Yeah. And let's put another rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. My favorite part, ask me what my favorite part about last night was, E.
What part?
I thought Quentin Post, forget the threes because he can do that. I thought inside he was trying to bang a little bit. I felt him with his 6 rebounds. I felt him making it difficult on Ware and some of what Miami were trying to do inside. I think they took him for granted. But I just want to ask you this question in regard to the turnovers. Do we need another ball handler? Because I'm not going at Pods, Spencer. They're okay, Evan, but they're kind of the same now, and I just feel like we need more. Let's start right there with another ball handler. Like, where's the Sean Livingston, the grown-up on the court that can take care of the rock while also initiating the offense?
They need a player that's better than Pods. In all probability, they need a player that's better than Kuminga. They might need a player that's better than Moses Moody. And I don't know how they get better young players. They also might need a player that's better than Draymond Green.
They also might need
a player that at times is better than Jimmy Butler.
All right, Evan, stop.
I'm just saying.
But
all of those guys together, can they get them on the same page? That, to me, is the biggest question. And that, to me, is what, again, to my point about the Niners, is preventing me from feeling, and maybe like a lot of fans, that you know they're all in on this team because both groups, the Niners and the Warriors, have been extremely inconsistent. And so while it's fun to watch game to game and to get to learn a little bit more about these guys, I feel like, Gu, it's hard for me to trust my eyes a lot of the time because I'm seeing such a variable level of play.
Yeah.
Like the volatility with both of these teams is pretty drastic.
But I feel like I'm going Allen Iverson on you. I feel like with the Niners, I'm content because I have the answers as to why what's going on the other side of the ball, not named the offense, is because the injuries. So if I'm a Niner fan, I sleep better at night. I don't feel any better, but I know the answer is a lot of what's going on and the success offenses are having against us and what might prevent us from getting to the ultimate game here in the Bay is we're just, you know, injuries everywhere. So that's good. This Warrior thing, I don't know. Like, again, I'm not telling you my prediction of the Western Conference Finals is off the table, but early, Evan, I feel like I overestimated the youngsters. That's becoming abundantly clear to me. My mistake, people were telling me, but I'm not going to dare tell you I'm not disappointed in, dude, we're 17 games in and we're already talking about the frequent flyer miles. We're already talking about tired. I'm hearing practice. When was the last time you heard anything about practice in the NBA season? And it felt like when the Warriors were in their prime in their dynasty, nobody was talking about practice. I'm going AI, practice. But now I'm hearing about this upcoming, when they come home and Kuminga comes back, there's an opportunity to get maybe two or three practices in. But I'm like, nah, Evan, we're in the ninth life of the Kuminga Golden State Warriors mesh. This should already have been solidified. And if we're still, we don't know, and this article kind of just takes me back to we don't know, Evan, then I'm going Johnny Cochran. It don't fit.
Well, that's a four, number one.
I was like, that was
it. But number two, I'm wondering what people are feeling like is the next step. So again, this it is talking about practice.
Thank you.
The article step, is about the quest to solve the Jonathan Kuminga puzzle. Is it still a puzzle for people? Because it seems like...
You tell me after reading that piece, though,
real quick. It seems like they're now looking at Jimmy Butler as the only guy who can solve the puzzle.
And that's
I don't think
scary.
He has the answers. Okay. He can help. He can be a different voice. He can offer a different opinion. But he's not going to be the one to solve the puzzle to me.
Is it symbolic that he's the... I don't want to go
well,
Princess Leia
and
Star
Wars. That's on the Warriors, too. They haven't figured it out.
Is he the last hope? If the fact that Jimmy
Luke Skywalker,
is,
but what? I don't know.
I met you. But, yeah, Evan, like, I like Jimmy with that leadership, but is that an indictment or is that telling us this is the ninth life? Like, I feel like in Kerr's mind, he has his answer. He tried, and then nobody, Kuminga can be mad at nobody but his body in this 10-9 because I hate that he went out.
Well,
but they need him, so I'll never run from that. This team needs that young version of a Thundercat, good or bad.
They need
we
the
need
best
him.
Version of him,
yeah.
Just like they need the old version of Kevon Looney, or they need the old version of Draymond Green, or they need the best version of all these players. And again, because of how inconsistent they are, they're not getting it night in and night out.
Wow.
They're not getting it right now, and that's why... They're 9-8. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz or Dilla Guru Johnson. Let's get it started. Let's go to Tom, who's in Alameda.
Tommy.
What's up, Tom? Good morning, man.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Good.
Listen, good. I got some thoughts on Kuminga. Like, I love me some Kuminga, and I was really psyched at the beginning of the season to see him playing well. I don't know what happened since then, but I'm getting a little tired of the storyline about like Jimmy or someone else coming in and being a mentor to him and helping him get over the hump. Like there's a lot of good players in the NBA and how many of them like needed a guy to mentor them versus like just figuring it out on their own. So it's kind of having the feeling to me of like a bad marriage that you're trying to fix by going to therapy. So I hate to say that, but I think we got to be realistic about what JK could bring to us. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Tom. Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know.
Therapy's helped a bunch of marriages and saved a bunch, and some it couldn't fix, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Jimmy Butler is a good therapist.
Are we at that stage, though? Is this therapy, basically? Because that's what I got from
that
piece.
Well, you have 2 months to make a choice. Like the Warriors, the reason why they're in this spot is because the Warriors have just kicked this can down the road and kicked it down the road and kicked it down the road. They haven't made a choice because they don't know. And so I think But when I'm reading this article about Butler being in Kuminga's ear and, you know, him confiding in Jimmy and him speaking with him and trying to learn as much as he can, and Jimmy trying to squeeze all the talent out of JK that he can, I'm hearing them just basically saying, we have no choice but to do this, because we have 2 months to make a decision on this kid as to whether we want to keep him, whether we want to trade him. And I hate to break it to him, but push has come to shove. Now, you can try and win as much as you can with him until then to figure out how he fits or if he doesn't.
Yeah, but you need him, or something like him.
I get the feeling that the head coach deep down knows what he wants, which is a different player.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, he gave him some rope at the beginning of the season, and I think Kuminga proved that he can help. But we also talked about it. If they're starting Kuminga, Moses is not starting. Who's a better shooter? Who's a better on-ball defender? Who does things that complement the players that Steve Kerr clearly wants to enhance and to focus
on? The spacing is better with
which is
Moody.
The big three. Yeah. Now, I don't know if that's going to be good enough for the Warriors to hoist Larry O'Brien. I kind of doubt it. But that's clearly what he believes is the best path forward for this team. And so, once again, it's up to Kuminga to figure out where he fits in a new role. And he hasn't been able to do it.
Wow.
The thing, too, about Jimmy Butler is, I love Jimmy, and I love how he's trying to help JK figure out where he fits, not just with the Warriors, but in this NBA picture. I think Jimmy Butler's path to stardom is very different than JK's.
But he sees a lot of himself in JK. Those were his words.
He can, but JK was a lottery pick. Mm. Jimmy Butler was the 30th overall pick. No one believed that Jimmy Butler was going to be a star. And not because of a lack of talent. It's because Jimmy Butler was an older player. Jimmy Butler was only the man on one team at Marquette. Mm-hmm. And he got drafted to a 50-win Bulls team, started out as a defensive player, and then eventually grew into an offensive talent. Jimmy Butler has always been a part of winning at every stage in his career because he's been a guy that's had to fit into every single spot. And while I realize that that's something he hopes that Kuminga can take from him, Jimmy Butler's an outlier. Like, players do not become the kind of superstars or stars, if you want to say, Jimmy Butler is from where he was picked. Kuminga is the more prototypical star path.
Mm.
7th overall, lottery pick, tons of talent, can jump out of the gym, all these tools. Jimmy Butler's the guy that
had to get it in
pulled
the mud.
Himself up from his own bootstraps.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this to that, E, and I hear you. You're saying a lot. But the bottom line is, this is a good thing, though, wouldn't you say? This is a good thing that the stewards of the team are going to the coach and having separate conversations. What does it mean when it's all said and done? I don't know, but you can't look at me, or can you, and tell me it's not a bad thing that it seems like Jimmy Butler's still going to bat and trying to be the mentor to the mentee of JK. Like, that's got to be a good thing. But at the end of the day, JK's got to take it and take it to the next level. And Evan, I'll just throw it at real quick here. I hate to go here, but do you think it's kind of effed up that they put him in the starting lineup and then he had the turnovers before he got hurt, and the switch came that fast to where they went back to Moody, from a JK standpoint?
No. No, I don't. And this is also where the veterans come in, because I'm going to tell you exactly why on the other side.
All right.
When I'm reading this, some of the messaging from the older guys just doesn't make sense to me. What I read in the article, what I heard last week in Oklahoma City, some of the stuff, it's just not adding up. And maybe we can flush it out together. I also see you, Marv. I also see you, Big Smooth. But we got to hit a break here in just a sec.
I got something from Squirt. Stani has Harry. I got something from Squirt. I'll read it to you on the other side, my boy.
I
got to
find my Harry. Like,
that is wild.
Well, maybe, or my Squirt. But, you know, like somebody that can feed me some stuff so I can throw
it
at you.
I'm trying to think who you have. Your brother.
Yeah,
he doesn't really
have opinions like that on sports. Unless it's fantasy football.
You got to work on it.
Your
hair?
Well, we also got to work on questions for Pasta. You cannot come in hot like that, like you did this morning, asking people about if they're old enough to be their children.
I don't know
that because I'm inexperienced.
Well, clearly.
That stunned me. Yeah.
All right, 888-957-9570. Again, we also got Clifford Ray, Warriors legend, 1975 NBA champion, coming up at high noon. He's going to be honored along with Rick Barry and all the rest of the remaining and living 1975 Golden State Warriors champions tomorrow night at Chase Center, of course, when they take on the Portland Trail Blazers. So looking forward to talking to Clifford Ray coming up at noon here on 95.7 The Game. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. That's what's coming up on The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.